believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest this week grew up in Detroit, and while in high school, his father went to prison and his younger brother was killed. He then became a drug dealer and ultimately a gang leader. A Damascus Road encounter with God transformed his life, and he then earned a BA in General Bible Studies from Destiny University. Since 2019, he's been the lead pastor of Evangel Ministries / 180 Church of Detroit. On January 20th, 2025, he gave the benediction after President Donald Trump's inaugural address. And he did a pretty good job. His name? Pastor Lorenzo Sewell. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR. I'm Jack Rasula. This is Anything Is Possible, and we're speaking to Pastor Lorenzo Sewell, from a street pharmacist to the White House. Pastor, welcome. An honor to have you back.
Jack, I'm so Holy Ghost happy to be here and humbled to be here with you and your listeners.
All right. Can we start by you offering us an opening prayer, please?
I would be privileged. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we're so thankful that we have an opportunity and the honor to approach you boldly. You said in your word, come boldly to the throne of grace so we can receive mercy and find grace to help in a time of trouble. We pray for grace for our friends, our family members. We also pray for those that are in North Carolina, LA, those that have been suffering from hurricanes, wildfires, from what happened right here, even in Washington. Father, we pray for those that have been hurt in that plane crash. And we believe right now that you're able to do anything because you said in your word that all things are possible unto them that believe in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. Let's talk about the first 18 years of Lorenzo's life.
I remember my earliest memory was seeing my father, biological father, who was in prison for murder. I remember seeing him chase my mother. Domestic violence, my earliest memory. It was on Wilshire, city of Detroit. I was about 3 or 4 years old. That was my earliest memory. I remember 11 years old, I was on the corner of Kilbourne and Queen playing Atari video games. Before there was Xbox, before there was PlayStation, there was Atari. 11 years old, I remember gunshots flying past my head because someone was looking to kill my friend's brother. 11 years old, sitting there on a crate playing Atari video games. I remember around that same time, that's when crack cocaine hit the streets. Can you picture it? My uncle breaking into my home, stealing things, trying to feed his crack addiction. I remember the first time when a home was burnt down in my community on Lynette Street between Kilbourne and Queen. I remember that. I remember when I was in middle school how I was told that friends were going to go get guns to shoot a rival gang. I'll never forget it. I remember my mother, she moved us out to a city called Frazier. And I remember becoming a street pharmacist. I didn't know I was black until I was 17 years old. My best friend came out of the house crying, saying his grandmother said we cannot be best friends anymore because I was black. That was the first time I realized people had adverse feelings, as it were, concerning black skin. A year later, I was in church. And when I was in church, I got there because about a week earlier, I was in Daytona Beach cutting myself. I was on acid, ecstasy, shrooms. I remember being empty on the inside, looking for something to fulfill my soul, although on the outside I had everything. I had power. I had money. I had prestige. I had girls. I had anything you could think you want at that age, but yet I was longing for something else. And I was cutting myself. The Bible talks about the false prophets in the days of Elijah. Cutting myself. It was a security guard, Jack. Can you imagine it? Coming over to me. Kicking me out of the resort. But before he left me, he said, "Can I pray for you?" Can you imagine that? Can you picture a security guard never giving me his name? I can see his silhouette. See his face. "Can I pray for you?" And I experienced then what I know now as the conviction. I was convicted of my sin. The Holy Spirit began to convict me of my drug dealing, that it was wrong. And prayed a prayer. When I prayed that prayer, he just said, "You should give your heart to Jesus." I went up to Detroit then, found myself in church. April 18th, 1999, it was my spiritual birthday. It was my Damascus Road experience. First 18 years of my life. And as I'm sitting in church, I had drugs in my pocket. Can you imagine it? Catamphetamine, Special K. Kids would snort it. And they would go into something called the keyhole. And they would be out of their minds. That's what I sold. I was poisoning kids my age, students all over. I was poisoning them. And Bishop Andrew Jonathan Davis Merritt, Straight Gate Church. It came out of Jesus's Sermon of the Mount. The greatest sermon that has ever been preached by the greatest man that has ever lived. He said, "Enter into the straight gate, because broad is the way and wide is the gate that enter into destruction. And there be many that enter therein, but straight is the gate and narrow is the way that lead the life. And there be few that find it." Bishop Merritt said, "Does anybody want to get saved?" I walked down the aisle, Jack. Blood still on my brow. Heart still broken. Drugs in my pocket. Having everything on the outside, but empty on the inside. He gave me the microphone. And out of my innermost being, it was like out of my belly, I said, "I love Jesus." Can you picture that? 3,000 people worshiping on Grand River Avenue. And this kid walks down. He asked me a question. "Why are you crying?" I said, "I love Jesus." I got baptized the same day. I tried to go put in my 2-week resume. I tried to update my LinkedIn status. I tried to pull out my 401k. Everyone said, "You lost your mind. He's going to kill you." Because my distributor had bodies under his belt. He was a real gangster. I was afraid of him. I walked into his house, gave him all the drugs, gave him all of the money, and I said, "I'm done." He said, "You're done?" He said, "Are the cops on to you?" He said, "Are you sick?" I said, "No. I gave my life to Jesus." That was on a Sunday, April 18th, 1999. Jack, I want you to picture me, and all your listeners, picture me standing up from the table, turning my back and walking toward the door. And right when I put my hand on the handle, he said, "Zoe." I turned around and he said, "I respect you." Can you imagine that? A kid who goes from a dope dealer to a hope dealer. People thought I took a bad hit of acid. I went the next morning, I'll never forget it. And I read Genesis chapter number 1, 2, and 3. And in Genesis chapter 3, it talks about this deceiver. I preached my first message. I had a girl in my class. She wrote out two words for me. It was a question. The question was, "What liar?" The same people that were used to getting dope, now I'm preaching hope. A senior in high school. The most feared kid in the school. What liar? Question mark. People begin to ask me, "Lorenzo, what are you on? What are you talking about? What liar?" I said, "The devil is a liar. He tries to deceive us. He tries to trick us." So that was my first 18 years of life.
We're talking to Pastor Lorenzo Sewell. From a drug dealer to a hope dealer. And I'm Jack Crisula, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR. Welcome back to Anything Is Possible. I'm Jack Crisula. We're with Pastor Lorenzo Sowell. Since 2019, he's been the lead pastor of Evangel Ministries / 180 Church of Detroit. So that was in January 2019. How'd you ever become the lead pastor of Evangel Ministry, 180 Church?
Jack, I was living my best ministry life at Woodside Bible Church. It was amazing.
The Dream Center in Pine.
Yes, it was awesome. We did medical.
That's how we met.
That is how we met. We did medical, dental, computer lab.
Through Mike Feasey, the late, great Mike Feasey.
Wow. How about that? Can you imagine it? Mike Feasey walking through, giving time and attention to a preacher like me from Pontiac, who was just trying to find my way, trying to understand how to learn how to listen to the community. Before we had a board, before we had a building or a budget, we started knocking on doors. We started learning how to listen. We gained cultural intelligence. We gained cultural competency. There was no way in the world I ever thought I'd leave Pontiac. Never. Jack, if you would have told me that I would be in Detroit, although it was where I was born and raised, I would have thought, never. I was in my prayer closet. I got a text message from Pastor Chris Brooks, and he asked that critical question, would you consider being the senior pastor? I walked out of my prayer room. My wife looked at me. She said, who died? Because of the expression on my face. I showed her the text message. We began to pray, and we knew God called us to be the lead pastors of now 180 Church. We do medical, dental, we do transportation, housing, THEM. That's our focus. And our goal is 500 epicenters around America where we can do four things: transportation, housing, education, and we can heal medical, mental, and dental illnesses. We offer wraparound services for a turnaround for a 180.
All right. Let's go to Monday, June 10th, 2024. You get a phone call.
Jack, I thought it was a practical joke. Can you imagine the Trump campaign calling me, asking to come to the hood? Now, you have the hood, and then you have the hood. A place where women are being human trafficked. We have right next to us a methadone clinic. We have a place where 80% of our kids can't read. Can you imagine it? Can you imagine a place where most of our young people are taken out of homes because of mental illness? That's what we're dealing with. And when he called, quite frankly, I thought it was a joke because no one had been to the community that was a Republican since Reagan.
In 1980.
Now, in his previous campaign in 2016, he came to a church service, but he never came to listen. No one came to have a critical conversation with the community, and that's exactly what the Trump campaign said they wanted to do. I thought it was a joke. I saw his team pull up, and half of them look like me. That reinforced the narrative, this has got to be a prank. And when I went up to these young people and I began to talk to them, they said they wanted to be in politics. I thought it was amazing. And the Secret Service came out. They saw the building. And then I was told on Friday that President Trump wanted me to be a part of the roundtable. I thought, okay, what do you want me to ask? They said, whatever you want. So I asked the question, how are you going to make Black America great again? President Trump, the most authentic man I've ever met in my life, he began to talk to me about crime. He began to talk to me about what we know is happening. We know that poverty is the greatest funder of crime, right? Because when people don't feel like they have a choice, they make decisions that are adverse to their community. And then President Trump, I want you to picture this. It's his birthday weekend. Everyone's yelling out, Trump, Trump, Trump. They're singing his name. They give him a MAGA birthday cake. people are throwing things at him. Jack, you got something signed that day from
Molly
me.
Molly got it signed for me. Molly, not Lorenzo. Molly got it signed.
My wife gets all the credit for that.
It was a Time Person of the Year cover.
It was amazing. So I prayed for President Trump impromptu. When I prayed for him, I asked the good Lord. You know, we know not what to pray for as we are, but the Holy Spirit teaches us how to pray. As I opened my mouth, the Holy Spirit had me pray to protect him from things seen and unseen, not knowing that 30 days later in Butler, he would experience the millimeter miracle. Do you know that President Trump had an appointment with now my good friend Charlie Kirk? Never thought that he would say, "Where's the preacher?" And he pulled me close. He said, "Pastor, I asked clergy to pray for me all over the land. None of them feel like they could pray impromptu. They always say I catch them off guard." He said, "The way you prayed for me shook my hand, Jack. I got the picture." You know what he said? "At the inauguration, you'll be there."
Pam and I were there that Saturday afternoon.
You were.
And friends, the Trumpster said it.
And I couldn't believe that he would say something like that.
We're talking to Pastor Lorenzo Sewell. When we come back, we're going to ask him about Thursday, July 18th, 2024. And I'm Jack Rizzullo, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR. This is Anything Is Possible. I'm your host, Jack Rizzullo, with Pastor Lorenzo Sewell. Lorenzo, let's go to Thursday evening, July 18th, 2024, Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Can you imagine speaking in front of 28.5 million people? Jack, what would you say?
25,000 in the hall that night.
People from every tribe, tongue, and culture, every media outlet. Can you imagine it? Now, how did I get there? A month before, remember, he came to my church for his birthday weekend. His birthday is on the 14th. We had the round table on the 15th. Father's Day is the 16th. I was challenged on the 17th that the Republican Party was using me. I text the Republican Party on the 18th. They said, "Pastor, we didn't need anybody to tell us to have you come to the RNC because we want you to preach at the RNC. 30 days later, we realized Butler happened on that Saturday. President Trump comes in on that Monday, talking about America being wealthy again, America being secure again, America being, you know, secure and safe again. And he talks about all these things, but then the Lord is talking to me, Jack. You know what the good Lord is saying to me? Change your speech. Hold on for a second.
You had presented the speech, and it was on a teleprompter when they were going to give it.
It was already approved. And the good Lord's not letting me rest. Everybody knows that Jesus is the greatest communicator of all time. He can speak every language. He even can speak dog. He can speak mosquito. He can communicate to anyone at any time, in any way. So now, as I am wrestling in my hotel room, praying, the good Lord says, "Go back and listen to the prayer that you prayed." I never listened to that prayer that we prayed when President Trump came. The first petition that I asked, I said, "Lord, thank you for protecting our president from things seen and unseen." And we know that he was protected with that millimeter miracle. I feel like the Lord gave me that alliteration, a millimeter miracle. I remember when Dr. King told a story about how he was writing and autographing his first book and how someone stabbed him in the chest and it had touched his aorta, and the surgeon said if he had sneezed that he wouldn't have lived. And Dr. King began to talk about if he had sneezed, he wouldn't have been around in 1963. If he had sneezed, he wouldn't have been around here to tell the world a dream he had had. And I began to think about if President Trump had moved 1 millimeter, he wouldn't have been around here. So now, you got to imagine this, Jack. I don't even know what I'm about to say on the biggest stage of my life. I know that God wants me to change the message. I go to the whole Trump team. They say, no, you cannot change the message. You got a great speech, Pastor. But how many know that we got to obey God and not man? So on Thursday, I'm asked to pray at a Faith and Freedom Summit. As I'm praying, I look up. The person that's presenting there is Vice President-elect J.D. Vance. The next person that's speaking is Kristi Noem. The next person, Dr. Ben Carson. The next person, Youngkin, Governor Youngkin. The next person, Christy Lake. All the plethora of presenters talked about their faith. And as I'm praying at that event, I begin to realize God gives me the confidence. I go to my teleprompter training. And when I'm going through the teleprompter training, Jack, it's like mom's old stew. I taste something's missing. You see? You know how my mom will make the stew and she tastes it and say...
Well, Lorenzo, we got to be 100% honest here. Once again, it was Molly, your wife, and your better half that said, Lorenzo, that ain't you.
Absolutely.
So let's be, we got to give her credit, Lorenzo.
100%.
Or you'll be eating a week-old stool the rest of your life.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Totally. She says, honey, it's not you. As I'm going through in the green room, I walk up to a man. I asked him, what's your name? He said, Lee. I said, Lee, what do you do? He said, I wrote a song. Lee Greenwood. I go walk up to another man. I ask him, what do you do? He said, my name's Mike. I said, Mike, what do you do? He said, well, I have a small business and I work for the government. Mike Pompeo. He spoke before me. I'm sitting there still not knowing what I'm going to say, Jack. I talked to the lady who's running the operations. I said, ma'am, how much time do I have? She looked, she said, you got 8 minutes. I said, 8 minutes. She said, maybe God has something for you to say. I knew that's what the good Lord would have. I walk out on the stage. They tell you, Jack, the first thing you should do is what? Speak. And I didn't understand that then, but now I know why. I walked out on that stage. I looked up and I was stage struck like never before. Tens of thousands of people, all the media outlets, and I still didn't know what I would say. I opened up my mouth and the Lord filled it. And you know, Jack, as I stood up there, you know what I began to think? Maybe I should tell them about the only person I know. Maybe I should tell them about the only person that I know that can change lives. Maybe I should tell them about the one that I know selected President Donald Trump before the world was. Maybe I should proclaim the one who is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Perhaps I wouldn't lose if I just was myself and talk about the Father I always wanted and the Father I always needed. Maybe I should lift up the name of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the God of glory, the one who's faithful. And I lifted his name up. Jack, I thought they were going to arrest me. I never heard a political event that lifted up Christ like that. I left the room, I went out, and I was able to give God the glory that was due his name.
And Don Jr. came up to you and...
he said, great job. You did a wonderful job.
And that's Lorenzo Suell. And I'm Jack Crystal, and this is Anything Is Possible on 760 WJR.
You've been listening to your inspirational fireside chat, Anything Is Possible, for nearly 20 years.
This is Anything Is Possible, and I'm Jack Crisullo.
But what has Jack been up to lately? Search at AIP Speaker Series and find out. Jack has interviewed thousands of historical voices, some of whom have offered him their philosophy of life, like Tom Izzo.
And Tom writes, work hard, persistence always wins out, discipline is the highest form of love. stay humble.
The great Ernie Harwell.
My aim is to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with God.
And the voices of our generation.
I am reassured continuously that His unfathomable love and mercy are the greatest gifts of my life and my constant source of strength, reassurance, and guidance. His Holiness, Pope Francis.
At AIP Speakers Series is the YouTube channel where all of these jewels can be heard, including some of Anything Is Possible's greatest guests.
And we're with Mitch Albom.
The Little Liar is really a book about truth and lies and the price we pay when we lie.
This is Anything Is Possible, and with Tom Watson.
My father loved to play with the pros at the club, developed a very quick friendship with Stan and played some golf with him. And then he would ask me to play golf with him and Stan.
Our guest this week was born with a rare disorder characterized by the absence of arms and legs. His name, Nick Vujicic.
Something that every human being actually deals with, Jack. It's the choice of continuing to believe or giving up.
And recordings of the AIP Speaker Series events at St. John's Resort. Go to YouTube and search at AIP Speaker Series. It's free. And remember,
anything is possible.
Spohom. I'm Jack Rasula. This is Anything Is Possible. We're with Pastor Lorenzo Sewell. If you want to learn more, www.180church.cc. 180church.cc. All right, let's go to January 20th, 2024. Washington, D.C. It's very cold, so the inaugural is moved into the Rotunda. 300 people in the room. Please.
I remember walking in that rotunda and the majesty of the moment, all the tech titans, every living president, the Supreme Court justices, senators from all across the land. My good friend Lee Greenwood was there as well. Can you imagine being in a room that proclaims the very freedoms in which we enjoy? Being in a room where Speaker Johnson is literally touching distance from you. President Trump, you can just extend your hand, he's right there. President Obama is just not even a stone throw away. Can you imagine it? And the whole time you're in that room, God wants you to talk to him and not them. Wow, what a dichotomy. Can you imagine being a preacher, but now you gotta be a prayer? Knowing that it's King's dream that God put in your heart to pray, but how do you petition? How do you make that dream a prayer for the 47th president? I had no idea how. Only thing I knew, Jack, is that I could trust God.
And that it was Martin Luther King's holiday.
Absolutely. And when I think about Dr. King's assassination and the legislation of HUD that was enacted 4 months later, when I think about all the poor black communities all throughout the land, over 1,000 majority black cities, 14 here in the state of Michigan, that all share the same thing in terms of social economic status. When I thought about how God can prophetically position you to speak a message, I felt like this was the moment. Although I saw Jeff Bezos there, I saw, as it were, Mark Zuckerberg right there, Elon Musk. They were all staring at me as I stared at them, wondering, if I kneel before God, I can stand before any man. Wondering, this is not about impressing man, but this is about crying out to God. So, we went to pray, and I was waiting, Jack, for God to confirm something to me. I was waiting for the good Lord to reveal to me, was this His will for me to pray the dream speech? And President Trump said today will be known as Liberation Day. When he said that, I thought to myself, thank you, Lord. I had confidence in Christ, knowing that I could pray free at last, free at last. And I'll never forget it. As I go up to go pray, the benediction, the proclamation of blessing, the gentleman who was orchestrating the band forgot to turn his mic on. So Carrie Underwood had to sing a cappella. She did a great job. You walk up to pray. You say hi to all of the Trump family. You tell them all congratulations. And then you walk up to say a prayer. You know what was in my heart? I wanted to thank the president. I wanted to say thank you for making a promise and keeping it. That's what I wanted to do, Jack. But when you're talking to God, you got to make a decision to give him the glory. So when I step up to the microphone, the first thing I said was,
let us pray for our 47th president. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful that you gave our 45th and now our 47th president a millimeter miracle. We are grateful that you are the one that have called him for such a time as this, that America would begin to dream again. We pray that we would fulfill the true meaning of our creed, that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. We pray that you use our president, that we will live in a nation where we will not be judged by the color of our skin, but by the content of our character. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we are so grateful today that you will use our 47th president so we would sing with new meaning, my country, 'tis of thee. Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside. Let freedom ring, and because America is called to be a great nation, we believe that you will make this come true. So let freedom ring from the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire. Let freedom ring from the mighty mountains of New York. Let freedom ring from the heightening Allegheny's of Pennsylvania. Let freedom ring from the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado. Let freedom ring from the curvaceous hilltops of California. But God, we're asking you not only that. Let freedom ring from Stone Mountain, Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and every molehill in Mississippi, from every state, every city, every village, and every hamlet. And when we let freedom ring, we will be able to speed up that day where all of your children, black men and white men, Protestant and Catholic, Jew and Gentile, will be able to sing in the meaning of that old Negro spiritual, free at last, free at last. Thank you, God Almighty. We are free at last. If you believe what the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Come on, put your hands together and give your great God great glory.
Lorenzo, I knew you when. We met about 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. From a drug dealer to a hope dealer. From a street pharmacist to the White House. Please.
I'll never forget, after I was done praying, I went to go shake President Trump's hand and he hugged me.
Which he never does.
Never. Not only did he hug me once, he pulled me in twice. And he said to me, you are so special. You are amazing. You did a fantastic job. I shook JD's hand. Then I shook Barron's hand. Then Melania, the first lady, gave me a hug. I walk down the stairs, kind of in a Holy Ghost kind of daze. I didn't even know where to go. I walk through. Next thing you know, President George W. Bush walked up to me. He said, "Boy, you prayed the damn house down."
You got to work on that Texas accent a little bit more.
President Bill Clinton just stared. Secretary Clinton came over to me and hugged me. She said, "Thank you for invoking Dr. King." A man walks up to me, he hugs me and shakes my hand. He says, "My name's Doug." I said, "What do you do, Doug?" He says, "Well, I own Walmart." The creator of TikTok comes, and the plethora of people, all to give Jesus the glory, the honor, and the praise. He's the only one that deserves it. It's only him that can remind America even broken crayons steal color. It's only him that reminds America even crooked sticks can draw a straight line.
Speaking of glory and praise, could you lead us in a closing prayer?
Heavenly Father, we thank you that you said in your word, you take the least of these. You take those who are not to make those the people who are. I pray for every listener. We pray for those that think, could God ever use me? Our prayer now is that you would show them you will do it all for your glory. We thank you for our president, his cabinet, our vice president. We thank you for our great country. And Lord, we're asking that we would truly sing with new meaning, "My country, 'tis of thee. Sweet land of liberty, of thee we sing. Land where our fathers died, land where our pilgrims cry. We pray from every mountainside that freedom will reign. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
www.180church.cc. The name of this show, Lorenzo, is "With God, Anything is Possible," and you are the epitome of that. Keep up the great, great work.
Thank you, Jack.
And stay humble.
Thank you, Jack.
Please join us next week. Until then, I'm Jack Rasula. Thanks for listening, and make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Spall.
Believe in yourself.